Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited. I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. Did I say that? You already knew that, though, didn't you? Is this Monday? No, I don't think so. I got no excuses in, folks. As you've heard me say many times before, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. And nobody knows that better about me and also about him, because he's had teenagers too. Rob Jollis, ladies and gentlemen. Rob's here. He's the president of Jollis & Associates. He's the one of the top salesmanship experts in the galaxy. He's written all the books on the topic, including The Bible, which is customer-centered selling. How about that? How to Run Seminars and Workshops, The Way of the Road Warrior, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know. I've got a whole stack here. You hear me fumbling with him here. He's our good friend, Rob Jollis. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here, Jim. Thanks.
It's good to have you back. What's going on?
Well, I decided I want to talk about features and benefits with you. That's what's going on.
All right.
I think it's misunderstood, and we need to talk about it.
Features and benefits, as opposed to what?
Well, as opposed to over-talking about features and benefits, let me put it to you this way. You know, when I do a two-day sales training program, okay, and so let's make that a 16-hour program. In that program, I devote a whopping 15 minutes to the actual recommendation of the and solution of the product we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing that because I'm trying to prove to an audience and to any salesperson that it's probably the most overrated part of the conversation.
The features and benefits part.
Yeah, I know that upsets people because that's how we're trained.
It's because the people who are upset are the ones who think that's all there is, or they don't
exactly.
Or they don't know how to do anything else.
That's exactly right. That's all they know. Talk, talk, talk. Talk about the features. Talk about the benefits. Look, I'm a salesman. And so I'm telling you that I'll go 15 minutes because I'm trying to demonstrate that if you really want to learn to sell, the action takes place before the recommendation and after the recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
But the recommendation really isn't all that tricky.
So, all right. So talk to us about when to apply which one, the different components.
Well, first let me tell you my story about my epiphany, because I'll tell you when I realized I need to take this seriously. I did such a good job of telling people, stop obsessing about the solution and learn to ask questions and listen and sell, that I was kind of missing that point. And it was, some, you know, about 10 years ago, whatever, I was watching Walk the Line with Joaquin Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wonderful scene in the movie where he's singing a song in the studio for the first time, and the guy listening to him sort of stops and puts his hand up, and he says, "You got anything else?" And Joaquin Phoenix is upset, and he says, "You know, you don't like the way I sing?" And the guy looks at him and says, "I don't believe you." And the conversation goes from there, and he says to him, "Listen, if you were on the side of the road, you got hit by a car, and you were dying, you had one song to sing, one song, are you telling me that's the song you'd sing?" And all of a sudden, Jim, I realized, you know what, when it's time has arrived, and when it's time to say, okay, here's what I'm going to recommend then,
mm-hmm.
We've got to sing the right song. We've got to take that seriously.
And you don't know that going in. You don't know what that song is when you go into a call.
Well, that's a great point.
You have to use, that's above your pay grade, isn't it?
Well, here's the thing. You've hit on probably the biggest mistake. The reason why I spent so many years railing against this particular topic is that people just went in and talked about what they wanted to talk about, what they liked about a particular product. You know what the definition of a benefit is, in my opinion at least? The definition of a benefit, not a feature, that's what you're calling whatever it is you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But the definition of a benefit is the specific value to the customer. In other words, not what you wanted to do, Jim, or what the customer wants it to do.
What that particular customer wants on that particular day at that particular moment.
In their particular language.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. And you know what?
It's not your features and benefits. It's your features and their benefits.
Yeah. you know what? You know I work with Toyota. Look, you might like anti-lock brakes because it keeps your family safe.
Right.
And that's pretty smart. But, you know, some people like it because it brings the value of their insurance down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a benefit? What is that? So which one does the customer want, you see? Do you remember, Jim, when you were training with Xerox, we used to have something called FAB statements?
Yeah.
They were called features, advantages, and benefits. And a dishwashing detergent company, which will remain nameless, went to Xerox and said, stop using FAB statements. So we actually took it out of our curriculum. But I liked it because it was the only model I ever saw that said, here's what a feature is, what you're calling that solution yours. Here's an advantage. In other words, something nice about it that the client may not know. But here's the benefit of it, the specific value, exactly what the customer wants it to do.
But you can't have that part of the conversation until you have talked to the customer enough to know not only which benefit will appeal to them, but which nuance of the benefit, maybe some particular angle of the benefit that would be, and it may be a benefit you hadn't even thought about till you talk to them.
Yeah, because it's the client's words, not mine.
That's right.
And Jim, that's why you see you're getting it now with me. You're understanding that we got to desperately pull people off of just walking in, spitting out features, and we're going to call them advantages, really, because they don't know what the customer. But at the same time, when it's time, let's do this thing right. Let's sing the right song.
Okay? Well, and I'll tell you something else, Rob. There was a time when you and I were pups. You could go in and you might be able to get lucky and find somebody who would sit there and listen long enough till you got around to finding out something that they were interested in. Today, people don't give you that much time.
No. I remember at New York Life, we actually had that A-frame, a little A-frame we would set up on the table, and we'd be flipping that thing over. For those who don't know what I'm talking about.
I hate those things.
So I see them, and I start twitching. But we used them, and they had a little spiral, and we would throw it over the top and say, this will take care of not just you, flip, but me, flip, and your family, flip, and you know, that was us going in and giving speeches. Well, we're not giving speeches anymore. We're going to ask questions and listen. And when we get a particular issue that the client is struggling with, together we're going to help them solve it. And in their words, when the time has arrived, we're going to offer up what it's called that fixes it, what something they may not know that they'll like that fixes it, and exactly the value to them of how to fix it.
Folks, if you want to get better at selling, you hang out with Rob Jollis, which is what we're doing right now. And if you want to do it after we're through, you can go find his books, wherever books are sold. Rob Jollis, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. More on selling after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.